The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The Lord cried out for me to hear. Come, you scourges of the city. With that I saw six men coming from the direction of the upper gate which faces the north, each with a destroying weapon in his hand. In their midst was a man dressed in linen, with a writer's case at his waist. They entered and stood beside the bronze altar. Then he called to the man dressed in linen, with the writer's case at his waist, saying to him, pass through the city, through Jerusalem, and mark a tile on the foreheads of those who moan and groan over all the admonitions that are practiced within it. To the others I heard the Lord say, pass through the city after him and strike. Do not look on them with pity nor show any mercy. Old men, youths, maidens, women, and children, wipe them out. Do not touch any marked with the tile beginning in my sanctuary. So they begin with the men, the elders, and were in the front of the temple. Defile the temple, he said to them, and fill the courts with the slain. Then go out and strike in the city. Then the glory of the Lord left the threshold of the temple and rested upon the cherubim. These lifted their wings, and I saw them rise from the earth, the wheels rising along with them. They stood at the entrance of the eastern gate of the Lord's house, and the glory of the God of Israel was upon them. Then the cherubim lifted their wings, and the wheels went along with them, while up above them was the glory of the God of Israel. The word of the Lord. The glory of the Lord is higher than the skies. Praise you, servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord, both now and forever. The glory of the Lord is higher than the skies. From the rising to the setting of the sun is the name of the Lord to be praised. High above all nations is the Lord, above the heavens is his glory. The glory of the Lord is higher than the skies. Who is like the Lord our God, who is enthroned on high and looks upon the heavens and the earth below? The glory of the Lord is higher than the skies. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have won over your brother. If he does not listen, take one or two others along with you so that every fact may be established on the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then treat him as you would a Gentile or a tax collector. Amen, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it will be granted to them by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we hear, first of all, in the first reading, how God's had enough, and he comes and he seeks to destroy those who have followed false gods and have desecrated the temple. And the ones he saves, though, are the ones who have been against the abominations, and he has the angels sign them with a tau. And the tau is a cross, you know, without the top. It's the Franciscans, you know, they have the tau. It's just the top and the bottom. And so again, it's like those who are to be saved will be saved in the sign of the cross, way from the beginning. And then you get into the gospel today. And here Jesus explains explicitly that where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am. Now, the problem is people gather, but not in the name of Jesus and not to do his will. often it's to do their own will. And they claim Jesus, huh? It's just ridiculous how people do things and they expect God to be with them, and it's not. Like, there's all kinds of people in the nation coming together now and are supporting people who believe that we need to kill babies up to the moment they're born, and with the people that are in there now, even immediately after they're born. And yet I'm a Catholic, or I'm a Christian. You are not. Abomination is what you are. And God will eventually, justice will be done. But what we need to do is make sure we come together in the name of Jesus. That means, what's it mean to come together in the name of Jesus? It means that we do His will. That we exist when two or three of us gather together. We exist to do what He wants us to do. That's our one purpose. Not to give our own opinions, not to give our own ways, not to say this is what God wants us. We need to seek Him. That means we need to be still. We need to come together. And when we do that, He signs us with Himself. And He's with us. And when He's with us, we don't have to be afraid of anything. Nature know His love today and forever. Amen. Let us